Welcome back to Fun Town, everybody. It's Tuesday for us. It's Wednesday for you. The gang is all here. Jess Alsman, how are you?
Good. Yeah. How are you guys?
Your hair's darker.
It is. That's right. I color like my hair.
Yeah? Sometimes my beard will be darker than other times.
And don't you feel better?
Yeah.
When you see it, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I look a little bit younger when I do that. I feel like I'm like probably more like 46 with a little color in my hair than 49. Austin, how are you doing? You're on the beard back. Speaking of beards.
Yeah, well, I just haven't done anything.
Yeah?
I'll get a message about it.
You're going to go away from the mustache
No,
only?
It's coming back with a vengeance as soon as my trimmer's plugged in.
Oh, nice.
Charged.
And Oskay got pruned. He's all cleaned up.
Yeah, I got what I like to. Well, actually, my mother-in-law did it, but I call it like a super clips cut. Like, no matter where I go, I'm like, "Hey, you have free reign. You can do anything you want with my hair. Like, I don't care. I haven't figured it out in 47 years. Maybe you'll come up with some way to do it that doesn't make me look like a beast." So. Every time, this is the haircut they give me. And every time I'm like, oh, this is the haircut I fucking hate. Like, I
like it.
Yeah,
I mean, you look a little more investment brokery, like your former
self. Oh, if I shaved my beard, I would be so money right now. Like, mm-hmm. I could get people to give me money. Like,
I'd give you my money.
What haircut do you want?
Oh, no, something that makes me look not like me.
Maybe
something that makes me look attractive.
Cover your face is what you're talking about.
Oh, dude, I am loving this mask shit. I love covering my face. The more of my face, the more secure I feel. The more of my face I have covered.
I got some new masks. I got tired of just wearing the old freebies that are like way too tight for your face. They suck in your mouth every time you try to talk and whatnot. So I spent a little money. And I got some Marvel-themed masks.
Oh, damn.
So
nice.
I have two different Captain Americas now, and I have the Punisher.
Nice.
Which, after I got the Punisher, and I'm like walking through stores, I'm like, hey, that's a little aggressive. I don't know.
It is.
Kind of, no.
There's a white supremacist connotation with it now, too. So.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No. He was a Marine.
Yeah.
Well, okay. About? So just like with anything. That you can draw something and put it on paper and use it for one thing, but if a group of terrible people take your image and use it for something else, it kind of becomes that.
Well,
the swastika was a Hindu symbol of like peace and luck.
Really? There's a conspiracy theory about the OK,
right.
Like universal OK or a butthole.
Yeah,
that means something.
Yeah, white supremacy.
The white supremacist thing.
You can't just take anything and say, "Well, this is what it means." It's like,
but it's a great movie.
Oh my God, that's a ghost. Oh wait, no, that's your boyfriend.
You can say
holy shit! I just saw this big. Sorry.
There does look like an orb right here, though.
It does.
Yeah. It does. Yeah.
It's a verse,
this is
not
my
moving.
Friend.
It was a good move, whoever did the OK sign, whoever came out and said, oh, that's white power or whatever, because there's just hundreds of millions of people with photos online doing this. So what a savage move. You just fucked everybody's archive photo history on Facebook.
Wiped out all the OKs.
Yeah.
Diabolical.
Look at you in kindergarten. You were such an evil little bitch.
Right?
I know.
Dude, when I was, I don't know. 15, 20 years ago, I was living downtown Indianapolis. I got a apartment in a new building. Well, in an old building downtown, but it was a new apartment to me. And I don't know how I didn't notice when I went in and like looked at it the first time. But on the day I'm moving in, I'm like, oh, their entire foyer is nothing but swastikas in the tile.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
Swastikas, like, oh, not like, oh, that could be interpreted as, no, they were swastikas in the tile, like the way the tile was laid so that it made swastikas. And I was like, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's pre them ruining it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, then I guess that makes it okay. So I lived in a building with swastikas on the floor for like a year and a half.
Jeff, if you drive through Irvington, not only there are a lot of pentagrams places in Irvington, but there's a lot of little swastika designs in the brickwork. All really? From before World War II.
Hmm.
And, I mean, it could just be a representative of the people of Irvington. I don't know. It could be. Either way.
I don't know. They seem like a good people.
They need to. They're way too artsy to be white supremacists.
You're like, this is a Pizza Hut, so I don't know if you're mad.
This was a little late.
I
was in Alabama, and a lot of people still sporting the Confederate flag on the vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
History buffs. What we call them.
Yeah, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna tell them what to do. Do your thing. But you know, I was a little surprised at the number of license plates that bore the Confederate flag.
At least you were down south, though.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I think it's kind of weird when you see it up here.
Yeah, I mean, because we were above that line,
and we used to shoot people who flew that flag. So yeah. I mean, it's kind of
now we just key your truck.
Yeah.
I saw Ricardo Flanagan. Do you know him, comedian?
Yeah.
He's a black dude. And we were at Morty's one time, and this dude parked outside had a Confederate flag license plate on the front of the car. And we don't know who the car belonged to. We're just sitting at the bar having a drink, and we look, and there it is. And he goes, you know, every time I see one of those, it makes me want to put my college diploma on the front of my car. You don't have one of these.
I'm not sure how much we can talk about this, to be honest, without alienating some people.
So Halloween's right around the corner.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe.
I'm celebrating, damn it. I'll put my foot down there. If kids want to show up at my door and get candy.
I mean, they can wear masks. It's the season of masks. Anyway.
If your parents are cool, come here. I'm going to go full on decorating and turn into the crazy lady without kids that wants to bring joy to their lives.
No. Dude, I'm building a candy pult, and any kids that want to stand in front of my house, I will launch candy at you. I can't guarantee you how fast it's going to be coming in, but
love it.
There's going to be candy so much pulled. Leftover candy in your front yard. You're going to have the fattest little squirrels sitting around.
Right.
I'll come over and pick it up. I like candy, too.
There's going to be deaths out there fighting raccoons for candy. Don, look at all this free candy out here.
I think I saw a candy pole at a store recently. I'm assuming that's what it was. It had like a little witch's cauldron on the end, a plastic one. So you put your candy in there, and it's like a pole, like, I don't know, like a swimming pool net. Pole and you just stick it out there for the kiddos.
Oh crap! Like, do I have to do that?
Yeah,
you probably should.
Well, for your own safety. Yeah, those little shit nose or snot nose shit noses.
Yeah,
I think I already. Those
little
had
super
it.
Spreaders.
Yeah.
I saw someone up. They have like an upstairs, and they use like a little sliding device to slide it into their bag. But it's too far away. I want to be like, hey, nice outfit.
Hey, you have a second story. Wait till they ring the doorbell, open up a window up there, and be like, hold your bag out, and you just drop it.
Oh dude, man. Kids that'd would love awesome. That.
You put it in a little bag, so it's like, you know, just like a little bomb. And you just drop it, boop, and they have to catch it.
Oh, my
gosh.
You
gotta take that screen out.
I would
love
that. I used to buy
weed like that when I was in high school. I knew a kid who got put on house arrest for weed. Yeah. And he didn't stop selling it. All you did is just you went to his bedroom window around 11 o'clock at night, and he would lower down a water bottle with your weed in it, and you would take the weed out and put your money in, and he would pull it back up.
Oh, really?
Cool. It was like the bank.
Yeah, it is like the bank.
I should do the parachute experiment where it lies down. And if it gets stuck in the gutter, the gutter's above.
You're going to be the coolest candy mom on the block if you do that. I mean, you win. You win.
And
Halloween.
When they get COVID, they have a Kleenex to blow their nose with the parachute.
Boom. Yeah. You should give out masks instead of candy. Mm. So little kids
maybe
will hate you.
Yeah. I don't think they egg me.
It's like the toothbrush. Don't give me a fucking toothbrush.
Give out those little airborne tablets to people.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I've seen a lot of people making like a little chute out of pipe. Out of PVC pipe, so I'm gonna rig something up at work. I'm gonna go big with it.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
What would the delivery system be? Out a window? What's it?
Well, see, that's the thing. I could take it out window, get a piece of 20-foot 4-inch PVC, and just run that bad boy straight from the top dormer on that. I could actually probably string a few together. I just don't know what kind of velocity a Snickers is going to have going down that thing.
More the better. More the better. I mean, you have an endless supply of PVC pipe.
Yeah, I'll get lost in
it. You should make the most complicated thing. Like it makes 20 turns on its way down. There's a little spiral at the end.
Oh, unless it gets stuck.
I see a lot of candy getting stuck in that thing.
I think it'd be fun to make some sort of like impossible looking machine. Like there's no way it can get through the tube. And then have a bowl down there at the bottom. Ooh. And see how many people I can get to wait for a piece of candy that's not actually coming to them. It's stuck. Take one out of the bowl.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I don't know. I see a candy jam all of
it'll be a nightmare. I'll have to get a ferret to probably weasel them out of there for me.
The ones I've seen going down people's front railings, they're like at a 45-degree angle. Like that's not like enough of an angle to get that candy down it. You're going to have to like whip it. Like you're skipping a stone down that.
We could just throw candy at kids.
Yeah.
Oh,
tell them to go long.
I want to get a
just
t-shirt.
Just dress up as a football player. Yeah. Just go up front, throw candy.
That would be awesome.
I want to get a t-shirt gun, and I'll be in the backyard. And when I hear the doorbell, I'll just shoot it over the roof and be like, incoming!
Yeah. Heads up!
Punk. It's the one time you can hit a kid in the face and be like, what? COVID.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, what are you talking about? You're thinking about my safety.
You want a treat or not? It's going to be weird to say. I haven't given out candy in a long time. Anyway, I never turn my porch light on. I haven't done it for years. I don't know. I did my time. I did my tour of duty. Now I'm retired. That's the way I look at it.
Dude, when we were growing up, every house in the neighborhood, except for like two, handed out candy. And those two that didn't, we fucking hated those people.
Really?
Like, you cheap bastards. You could not give me some candy. Even though my bag was overflowing from the other 150 houses. Yeah, we would always go and fuck with those two houses, the ones that didn't give out candy.
Well, that's crazy. They don't want to give candy to the kids who fuck with their house every year. I wonder why, Jeff.
Did I tell you guys?
I never thought about that as a child.
Did I tell you guys about my pirate costume as a kid?
What?
Oh, so listen. I always had the worst costumes because I, for one, would wait till like the day before to worry about a costume. You know, my mom had other shit to do, and we just, you know, we lived on a farm out in the middle of nowhere. So she always ended up like making my costume, like, you know, here, we'll put on your dad's robe and, you know, we'll make something. You can be a dad at night or something, you know? And I'm like, oh, awesome. So.
Oh, look, it's night, Dad. Right.
No.
Go to bed. God, go to bed.
Well, one year she went all out and got ahead of the schedule and makes me this pirate costume. It was Captain Hook, really, is what it was. And, you know, one of those claw things that you bell hay with or whatever. She made one of those, but it was all dulled down, you know, but still had the shape. And, so I had that, and she made this cool, like, leather sleeve that went over my hand, and it held it in there, and it was, like, sewn in a way like it stayed put. So I had this, and I'm like, oh, I got a cool fucking costume, man. I'm looking good this year. So I was all proud of it. I go out with all my friends, get to the second house of the night, door opens, dude comes to the door, has a prosthetic hook hand. And I'm in the middle of the pack, and I just went, okay, I'm not going to this house. And I fucking took I dropped my hook into the candy bag and slid it off and just went back to the car. Like, I'm done for the night.
Nope. I was so excited. Fully functioning non-handicapped pirate, sir.
Wait, was that real or was it just his costume also?
Oh, no, it was an electrocution thing. He lost his arms in a lineman. He was a lineman, I guess, so we found out, and lost one of his arms by getting electrocuted. Had the grabby, because, you know, now you can get hands and shit, but back then it was just the grabby hook. That's all you could get.
Now you can get hands and shit.
Yeah, wasn't my neighborhood. It was my buddy's neighborhood. Didn't know the guy.
So did you find out about his hand later, or is this guy just telling every kid who comes to his door on Halloween how he lost his hand?
Oh, no. I know. I found out in the car afterward as they fucking ridiculed me the whole way. Where's your hook? Where's your hook?
Dude, all of our costumes growing up, like, we never once had a purchased costume. My child has never not had a purchased costume. So I don't know if I'm a better parent or a lazier parent and don't mind dropping the $60.
Yeah.
On a,
yeah.
Which, by the way, that's how much a fucking Halloween costume for a goddamn kid costs right now. It's $60 to $80 for like a 2 hour costume.
Yep.
But what's the alternative? What are you? I'm not a seamstress. I don't know. Yeah. Or a seamster.
We went as hobos a lot.
Yeah, ooh. I did that.
Clowns. Mm. Ghosts.
Yeah.
Like, lots of, like, basic just ass bitch. And you didn't care. You just wanted, like, and then by the time you're, like, 11 or 12, they're like, what are you? And you're like, I'm a dude. Give me candy. Like, you don't even put on a costume. You're just trick-or-treating without anything on. Like, don't give a shit.
Yeah, one time my mom wanted me to be, she's like, you can be Luke Skywalker. Yeah, because, of course, you know, white shirt, tan pants, that's about all you needed. And I had blonde hair. And she just wanted me to use a flashlight and pretend that was my lightsaber. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. I'm not walking around here in front of all my friends pretending this flashlight's a lightsaber. Go buy me a lightsaber at Kmart.
Use the torch. Hey, Todd,
why don't you go burn down your social life real quick?
Oh, my gosh.
What was your best costume, Jess?
When I was a kid, I feel like mom would buy like a Walmart costume for me, but it's like a $10 witch outfit. And so it would be like a black, it was essentially like a tablecloth with giant sleeves. It wasn't like a nice fitted thing. Mm. And then a really crappy hat with green makeup. And then same thing for a princess the next year or something. It was pink. It was just pink tablecloth with a crappy crown.
Did you always have one that you, like a costume you wanted more than anything, but you never got?
Not really. I was a grateful child.
Oh, nice.
But I liked being a witch, I think, the most.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, I got really into it. But then you're too old to trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still dress up. Like, I'm all for adults dressing up on Halloween. I think it's fun. Makes you feel like a kid.
Yeah. I went to a party once, adult party. But the first adult party I went to where I dressed up, and all I did was put on a trekker hat, cut off the sleeves from my one of my flannel, long sleeve flannels, and went as Larry the Cable Guy. Put a little fish. The easiest costume of all time.
Nice.
Yeah. I had to dumb down my jokes a lot, but it was worth it.
I love adult Halloween. I was Peggy Bundy, and Donnie was Al Bundy one year. It was perfect.
Oh, that's a good
one.
And
he worked at Finish Line at the time, so
nice.
He literally was a shoe salesman.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's great. I'm
trying to think, you know, slutty race car driver, because, you know, race car drivers with boobs, gotta dress slutty.
Done. That's enough backstory for me.
What's your skirt? Is it Scarlett O'Hara?
Oh yeah, the green curtain
O'Hara?
Dress.
Huh?
O'Hara.
Yeah,
Scarlett O'Hara
like,
from Gumball.
You look like her.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's such a compliment.
It's crazy. Really? She's got the big old dress and all that bullshit.
Really?
Yeah. I've got it from a Gun with the Wind museum down in Georgia. It happened in Atlanta. Like, it took place in Atlanta, the story. So they celebrate that book and movie a lot, which I appreciate.
Really? Well, that's cool. I wouldn't think of them selling the dress there, but
oh,
gee,
yeah.
Move. They
you
probably sell the shit out of those.
You can get a few of the styles. Like, I've thought about trying to get one of each dress, but then mm-hmm. it's like, well, where do I wear this? Another con cosplay of Scarlett O'Hara, which, first off, I understand if you watch the movie, they kind of gloss over slavery.
Yeah.
What?
I was going to say, I don't know if you want to pick up any more of those dresses.
I know.
They didn't go deep into it?
The book was written in 1936, and the movie was made in 1939, and they kind of just, you know, make it sound like they're excited to be there and help out. And it's like, oh, God.
A little bit.
But Mammy is the boss of the movie, let's be real. But anyway, female empowerment, blah, 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 fun stuff like that, love story. But when I wore my Scarlett O'Hara dress to a con, some of the children thought I was a princess because it was a big dress.
Sure.
And I cannot explain how uncomfortable I was. Well, one, all the women over 50 loved it. I was a hit. White, black, didn't matter. Everyone loved it.
All six of them?
There were maybe seven.
All the moms waiting out front to pick up their 27-year-old son thought your dress was great.
Oh, I just love that dress. And it's so sweet. But then there was these two little kids, and I felt so awkward because I don't think they knew who I was. I don't think the dad knew who I was.
You see, what happened was we were having a lot of fun. We got a little out of control. Sometimes that happens and something gets said or some things get said that are hilarious in the moment. But then afterward, you're done recording. You're like, oh, you know what? One of us might end up famous one day and somebody could take some of that and chop it up however they want and present it out of context. And the next thing you know, one of us can't run for president or be an astronaut. So we decided to chop a chunk out, and there was no way to edit it so it didn't sound weird. So that's your explanation. There you go. It happened. We're sorry. Now, back to the show.
I'm so uncomfortable. My face is like, I feel hot right now.
I understand.
What an incredible story, though. What a spot to be in.
And it's like, you know what? I learned my lesson.
I would have attacked the nearest like fairy princess. Like, give me that fucking wand. And I would have carried that the rest of
something.
Con.
I think I feel awkward. I'm sorry. Hey. I ruined the podcast.
I thought I had an awkward Halloween costume. Oh, man.
Austin, how about your Halloween costumes?
Yeah. Let's see here.
Remember when you went as Hitler?
Oh my God!
And you went to that bar mitzvah?
I went as Hitler, going as Robert E. Lee, and that was probably just a notch below what Jess was doing. So, wow. My favorite couple costume, Jen and I did safe sex one time, so she went as a birth control holder, and I was a Magnum condom. That was pretty fun.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
But my favorite Halloween costume, I guess I did both of these in the same year. I was on fire. I got two. One, I spontaneously ended up going to IU for a Halloween costume, like from Ball State. So I had to stop at Walmart and buy something. I bought a safety vest and some duct tape and a piece of that foam-backed poster board and some markers, and I made myself a stop sign, and I put a paint stirrer stick on the back of it and got shithouse drunk and directed traffic in a busy apartment complex for half the night, and that was a lot of fun.
Because oh, my gosh. Like,
what's this guy doing? I had all the professionalism, Todd, of, like, a guy who just works traffic. I'm sure you've met those guys.
Sure, oh, yeah.
A lot of confusing hand signals and, whoa. Come on, whoa. Like that type of thing. But my favorite I ever did is I dressed as a train conductor. And I'm surprised I didn't get arrested because I came out of the bar, and being a jackass, I kept asking the police if they've seen where my train is. About my train being stolen, and I'm going to lose my job. Unfortunately, they found that funny and didn't find a reason just to breathalyze me right there.
Oh,
dang. I miss Halloween. I should maybe I should do something for the kids. Maybe I'll get one of those. Those witches brew pot things and with the pole. Maybe I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, here you go. Or maybe I'll just leave a big thing out there and be like, grab it for yourself. But then that's bad because they're all touching the same stuff.
Well, put candy 6 feet apart up the driveway. And
oh, there you go.
Just a big sign.
There you go.
Take one, you heathens.
They won't.
No.
Man, I hate when the teenagers roll in late, past the time.
Yeah.
I had a kid as Jesus with a real beard through a few years back. And that I was
you're
like,
too old.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
One day Crown I will come back and Austin will kick me off of his porch.
Jeff, get out of here. are your kids going as, Jeff?
Oh, man. Like, like last year, like my oldest, she went as like Persephone, like the goddess of something. And like, I had to go buy a fucking persimmon. Like, I didn't even know what department persimmons were in. Apparently they're in the fruits.
What is that?
A persimmon?
They're gross.
I have no idea, they're but gross. She had to carry it in her left hand because it was some god of, I don't know, some Greek literature shit.
She's the god of staining your white tennis shoes. That's all I remember about persimmons when I was a kid. They were everywhere where we lived.
Well, like I think her name was Persephone, but yeah. She holds a persimmon, I think, what? Or something of that.
Never heard of that before. It's a made-up fruit right there.
Right?
Maybe she just wanted to make me run all over town trying to find a fucking persimmon.
You know what's funny? Like, talk about how things have changed. I don't know. I just noticed this 2 weeks ago for some reason. But I'm watching, I forget what movie it was, just watching a movie on Netflix. And it gave the mature warnings up there. And it said profanity, slight nudity, drug use, and cigarette smoking. Like, you have to put that as a warning now on movies. So I guess the kids know, or parents know, the people are going to be fake smoking cigarettes in this movie. Isn't that the most ridiculous thing ever?
They are actually smoking, though, usually. I learned that actors can get paid more if you're an extra.
Oh, really?
And you're willing to smoke, you can actually get paid more.
Wow.
Really? Oh, I'm sorry, an extra, a background character.
How much more do you get paid to do real coke? Or like, what? What's the hazard pay scale like is what I want to know.
In Scarface, yeah, he got double pay. Yeah. Because, yeah. I never noticed that before. I'm like, Jesus Christ, how soft are we getting now? Like, you got to warn people. Hey, kids, don't watch this movie. There's somebody smoking a cigarette. Knowing when I knew, like, they talked about that, the herbal cigarettes that a lot of them smoke in movies. So I'm like, you know, in my mind, most of the time, they're not even fucking smoking. Because I know they're not doing cocaine. I know they're not really killing people. So, you know, it's like, what the fuck?
Are you still doing that gum stuff?
Yeah. I'm like half rationed my chew now, which is also a tobacco alternative, but I don't have to chew anything now because I have this Lucy. So the Lucy gum is the best nicotine alternative that I have found yet, because I like gum and I like nicotine, and it has both. And it's the perfect size too. It's like those little, what's the little chiclet gums that you get? It looks like one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Chiclets?
Yeah, chiclets. Look at the chiclet. And I was stuck on the cinnamon, but now I'm into the wintergreen. The pomegranate is also good, but now I'll go on it next. I'll go on a little pomegranate run. But dude, you just chew it up 10 times, stick it between your lip and gum, just the same place I would put a chew. So I get the sensation, you know, a little bit like I got a lipper packed in there. And I'm getting nicotine right through the source, right through my gum line. So,
and no spitters needed.
No spitters needed. And that's why. So I'm single now, so I figure I have to be chewing less, right? I can't be dipping all the time.
You need to be as spitter-free as possible right now.
Yeah. What if I go on a date and we're out for like 10 to 12 hours? I'm going to go that long without nicotine? I don't think so.
How long? Right? How long are your dates, Todd?
Yeah. How much money are you spending on a date?
Holy fuck.
Well, let's just say I'm at an event where there are girls that I might like to date or something. Yes. Then I don't want to be spitting in a bottle, or we'd have to disappear for a while to my car to put a chew in. Now I just break out the Lucy gum. So everybody, get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your tins of dip, and go get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges that actually taste great. And they do taste great. I like them. I also want to tell you a personal story. I was actually out with some people that I wouldn't want to dip in front of. And I was stuck for like 10 hours. And I was about to lose my mind. And I remembered, I was like, holy shit, I have the wintergreen Lucy is in my console, my truck. So I went out. Put two of them in. I don't know if you're supposed to do that or not. But I put two of them in, chewed them up, saved me. I mean, I might have gone on a spree. I don't know what could have happened. I was losing my mind. So It saved me. It's the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple. It's 2020, I'm telling you. They have delivery down. Why are you going out to buy stuff? Have it delivered to you. Use the promo code FUNTOWN, and you'll get 20% off all their products, including gum or lozenges made just for FUNTOWN listeners. Go to lucy.co, spelled L-U-C-Y.co, and use promo code FUNTOWN at checkout and get rid of all your old cigs and vapes. As with nicotine products, Lucy products contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. Boom. All right. So you talk about costumes. The Batman movie, The Batman, mm-hmm. that I've been looking so forward to come out with Robert Pattinson. It got postponed to 2022.
Everything did.
Yes.
2021 got pushed back to 2022. Basically, I know. The whole deal.
It's the worst. And I was reading that more than 500 movie theaters are going to close before this weekend.
Regal's suspending all business in the U.S.
They're done. They said the people that own Regal, Cineworld or whatever it's called, they said they're going to close 7,000 movie theaters sometime in the near future.
Like across the planet?
Yeah. Because they're universal. So, I don't know. Are movie theaters going to go away?
Yes.
They will, right?
I think they will.
I mean, the streaming platforms are too strong, for one.
Yeah.
And then people aren't ever going to want to go out again, I don't think, like they used to.
Well, and I think they're finding, too, that you can like throw it up just to rent for $20, and people will rent it for $20.
Yeah.
At home.
Because what's the movie industry care? It's a movie theater industry that they're the only ones that benefit by putting in the theater now.
Movie theaters make money on concessions. That's
yeah, mm-hmm. that's it.
Right.
So,
I don't know. I think we'll see more outdoor drive-ins pop up. I think that, I just don't think it's as big a deal that we need to sit. I don't know, man. I fucking hated being in a movie theater anyway. I could be in a movie theater with seven people, and one of those seven people is going to annoy the fuck out of me every time. And then I'm going to miss some of the movie because in my head, I get a whole thing going about how I'm going to go down there and tell them to shut their face. And which I'm not. I never will. I'll just fucking stew in my chair like a bitch. But that's going to be my whole hour and a half is some fight that breaks out and how I'm going to get him a rear naked choke. And then his friend's going to stomp me in the head. And next thing I know, I'm in the back of a police car and it's like, is it all worth it, Jeff? And like, that, it's exhausting going to a movie.
These daughters are someone like, that doesn't believe in a
movie fight.
Your daughters are like, you ruined Frozen. I also saw, I was bored, so I was searching for new innovative products, and I found that there's a male chastity cage out now. I don't know if you've seen it.
Are you looking to tone it down a bit, Todd? Looking to reel
Wait,
it in.
What do you mean? It's just is it a new one?
Yeah, I was looking, on Facebook, the tabs, you look at science and technology or whatever, and it'll show you like new trending products and stuff that are out. Well, this was a boom, first in the feed, and I'm like, oh, what's that? It's like a dick cage. What's that? Yeah.
What is it, Wi-Fi? Is that what makes it new?
It's controlled by an app. Your partner controls it. Yes. So your partner sets it, the locks it and sets when it can be unlocked.
Dude.
Problem was,
fucking relationship you have.
I know, right?
That's like, I can't tell if that's one step before or after the shared Facebook account, which I'm not sure where that falls on there. But if you got to have an app controlled cage for their genitalia, it's done.
Yeah,
it's done.
Usually that's by the one or two people I know, actually couples I know who do this. It's by the guy's request, not the woman's request. Yeah. Like he wants to be denied, and she's like, okay, whatever. Okay,
I think it's like a soft torture thing.
I need to review what happened. Todd just brought up new dick cage technology, and Jeff has two different sets of friends who use this who are into it.
No, not the new one. They use the old style, and then the girl wears the key like on a necklace around mm-hmm. her neck all week, and then like unlocks him at the end of the week or whatever. Yeah, so
yeah. He can wash it, right?
I don't know how all of that works.
There's no way like that how looks you natural.
Pee. I think so. There's a hole in the end you pee out of.
Can you imagine
getting out of the shower with your wet dick rig and trying to put on a pair of right? pants and soaking through it at your business meeting?
I think that's part of the thrill is that your dick is locked up and you're going throughout your day. You're giving a presentation, you know, at the board meeting with your dick all locked up and you're wearing your suit and none of the guys know, but you're being naughty. How
thin slacks are? Somebody's going to spot that thing.
Yeah,
like, John Jeff, Hamm. Are you in a penis cage right now during the PowerPoint? Like, what are you doing? They're going to see that thing.
But you're right. It's a fetish type thing. Some couples are into it. So this is a modern version of what Jeff just described to you. So instead of holding the key around their neck, the spouse has the code and the app and the only one that can lock and unlock it.
Can you imagine if somebody hacked your penis cage?
They did.
And like, what? Yeah,
they did. That's why it was number one. It was a big warning. So it was made in China. Not enough safety protocol. People were hacking it and locking up people's dicks and they were having to go get it cut off because there's no backup. There's no like, oh, I hit this button and it comes off because that defeats the purpose because it's to keep you from masturbating while you're denied sex.
You mean to tell me that this thing can't just come off if you're done playing along?
No, evidently not. And it looks really complicated too when you look at it. Like it's they put a lot of work into it.
Do I have to Google dick trap? How do I?
You Google internet enabled male chastity cage.
So I know another couple who was older, and they shared this story with me and my wife at the time. Actually, the guy was my boss and his wife.
Nice.
And he had taken a Viagra, but he had put on a metal cock ring and then taken a Viagra.
Ooh.
They have sex. It's over. Nothing's going down. He can't get the ring off of it because it's so engorged. And it's now like 12 shades of purple and growing bigger at like to the point he's afraid it's going to explode. Like it's to the point it's so swollen he can no longer see the metal cock ring.
Oh, no.
So, and his wife is like, that's when I came downstairs and he has a pitcher of ice water and he's just dunking his dick in it, trying to get.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm making lemonade, honey.
I'm just stirring.
So he gets the swelling down enough that apparently they are good friends with their neighbors three doors down.
The band? It's fucking cool.
No. No. Yes. So the band comes down and the lead singer holds his pecker. No. So he has his friend come down and bring like what are those cutters? Big snips?
Yeah, bolt cutters.
Right? Yeah, the bolt cutters. Uh-huh. He has to hold his stuff back.
Oh, Jesus.
So that this guy can bolt cutter his cock ring off of him. So he does the first one, the first side. Well, it's not enough. Like, all it does is just break through it and then cut his shit.
Oh.
So then he has to get underneath to do the other side.
Oh, no.
And, gentlemen, if you're going to take a Viagra, don't wear a cock ring. If you're going to wear a cock ring, go with, like, a leather and snaps. Don't go with the metal. Like, that's a visit from the fire department or your next-door neighbor with the wire cutters or the bolt cutters all day long.
Why would you? I mean, this guy's just greedy. He took a Viagra and used the cock ring. I mean, come on.
Dude, respect. I mean, he was trying to throw it down. I get it. But, man, you're lucky you didn't have a heart attack. This dude was like 60.
You're lucky your dick didn't explode.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes, it looked like one of those dolls, like the clown twist up with the, like, it just, like,
was like that is bananas. I'd be so scared. I feel like I have early onset dick panic. Like, if something starts going wrong with my dick, I'm going to freak out. I know I will.
Yeah. I think that's pretty universal, I think. It's the thing of nightmares. You wake up and your dick's gone. Jess, you're so, just be happy. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
We have our own problems. I think I discussed last week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I don't remember. Mm-hmm.
What kind of problems could a woman have?
Yeah.
We have to wipe forward to back. It's very serious. If you wipe any other way, you can have UTIs, yeast infections. Do I have to go into this?
Oh, it makes sense,
sex
though.
Play. You got to pee before sex. You got to pee after sex. That could be a UTI. You can't have sex in the water.
I pee UTI. During sex. Is that okay? Huh?
As long as it's not. Well, yeah, whatever. I got nothing. I'm still worried about my costume from earlier. So.
Can you imagine what that penis rig smells like when it finally comes off?
Sick.
Oh, oh my gosh.
There is a hole, though.
The old tackle box smell from that thing. Good
that
Lord.
Fucking smegma just ripe. Oh. Just.
I mean, come on. During this COVID, there was a period there where I finally decided to take a shower. And I
was around mid July. When did you finally hop in the shower, Todd?
I mean, I took my shorts off and the underwear. Just immediately walked it to the trash, not in the house trash, to the garage trash. Put it in a Walmart bag, tied it off, and just threw them away.
I can't wait to be 49.
There's nothing.
That's what your balls are doing. A pair of undies. That's disgusting.
Yeah, bad. And then when I was looking at the Batman thing, which I was all depressed about, I was like, do they still have those street superheroes, you know, like the real life superhero people, the vigilante superhero?
Idiots. Right. Yeah.
Do you know they still have that? They still have big communities for it. I thought by now it would have kind of been, you know, phased out, but it's still strong. And I was looking up some of the more famous ones that are the most well-known. And I have a little list if you guys want to find out who's out there fighting crime for real.
Hell yeah.
Right now.
Have any of these guys been shot?
Oh, God, I hope so.
I'm a superhero. My superhero name is Captain Look the Other Way. And it keeps me out of getting shot.
Mr. Don't Help.
Yeah. Mr. I didn't see nothing. Car,
pretending like he can't hear you screaming.
There's one in this one I really like. Her name is the Redbud Woman. Redbud Woman. And she's one of the few known masked superheroes based in Asia. And she's also known as the Beijing Bahinia. Bahinia. I don't know how to say that, but she's been spotted helping out those that are in need in the Beijing area. And she basically, if you look her up, she looks right off the cover of any of your favorite porn. I mean, she's like got this black silk negligee thing, but she really goes out and does this dressed like this. So I guess she's obviously pretty popular there.
You sure this isn't like a prostitute experience you can purchase?
Yeah,
it might be. She goes around feeding the homeless and spreads winter cheer during the Christmas season.
With them big old titties.
The Statesman, this guy looks like he's got the mutton chop. Like he's English. This is in the UK. The old-timey, like, Scrooge, you know, in the movie Scrooge chops. And he has a turtleneck of the British flag. And, he goes around fighting vandalism. It's his big thing. So, evidently, it's a big problem in the UK. And he just walks around with a flashlight, a first aid kit, a notebook for taking notes, and mixed martial arts gloves. But he doesn't know mixed martial arts or any martial arts.
Yeah, this guy sounds slow.
Yeah, he's definitely gotten his ass kicked on a regular basis, if I had to guess. trying to stop a bar fight. Looking, he's sloppy looking, dude. I guess if he thinks if I wear the mixed martial arts gloves, oh, people will just assume.
Don't pour out me medical kit. Come on.
I got Band-Aid.
Shit, that's not corn.
Band-Aids.
And there's the Night Warrior in the UK, too. And he has the build of like an out-of-shape Jeff Vibbert, kind of. So very, very slender. He probably weighs 80 pounds. I'm looking at him right now. And he goes around in a blue suit fighting crime. And this guy has had his ass kicked several times. He's been hospitalized 7 times.
Well, he sounds like he's that small. You just want to try to kick his butt because you can.
Yeah, he's not a quitter.
This sounds like a fetish thing to me.
Right? I don't know like the psychology behind this at all. It's just, I don't know if you're like, oh, I would like to die, you know, if you're just one of those people. Or if you really honestly think you're doing the world good.
So I'm looking at, it looks like there's an evolution to his costume, and eventually he did get a shield.
Oh, really?
Maybe that
helped. And he's covered up his entire face. Imagine
the
that.
Doctor gave him a shield on his last leaving the ER. Here, you need this.
Here, we scraped together some money for a shield. Yeah. And a prostitute. We think if you get laid, you might stop doing this.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. And the most famous is always Phoenix Jones. You guys have seen the videos of him, right? He was like a real mixed martial arts fighter, a pro fighter, and he just went around just kicking people's asses and getting arrested all the time for it. So,
but he's what would popular. He wear?
He looks legit. He has the best costume I've seen. So he kind of looks like. What's the Spawn? Yeah, so he looks real.
Is he like going out and looking for crime, or is he just dressing up like a superhero, going around a bunch of drunk people like in Broad Ripple and waiting for someone to start a fight with him, and then he whoops her ass?
I think that's more his style. He just waits.
So like, he puts on the costume, waits for somebody to say, "Nice costume, asshole," and then beats him.
What a superhero.
There's two guys in a drunken fight that in no way could harm me in any way. I think I'll get up and whip the shit out of both of them. Yeah.
So he's funny. Been
arrested so a few there's times. A there's a picture of him here with his posse, and it's him sitting in the middle, and then he has a guy next to him in what looks like a cut off red karate gi with a practice sword. And then the guy to his left is just wearing a Grateful Dead hoodie with a mask on.
Captain Sugar Bear.
Yeah. Incredible alliance of superheroes. He's
married to a real life superhero. Her name's Purple Rain, but spelled R-E-I-G-N.
Why wouldn't it
very
be?
Creative.
Good
man.
God.
It's so bizarre to me. I don't know. People.
Oh, speaking of dead rock stars, Eddie Jesus. Van Halen.
Yeah. What about that?
We lost. See, I grew up, if I was allowed to get a tattoo at 14, I would have a Van Halen back piece that covered my entire back. I was the hugest Van Halen fan. My youngest brother played guitar, actually took his guitar apart, painted it to look like Eddie Van Halen's guitar, and then put it back together again. My parents were irate that he would paint his guitar.
Nice.
But he could play almost all of Eddie's stuff. I loved Eddie Van Halen. Was like a god to me, growing up as a child.
He was married to Valerie Bertinelli. She was so hot back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Now she really loves cupcakes.
Oh, I don't care. I love her.
I'm not just saying that for the size. She also hosts a cupcake kids show.
Oh, no. We watch it.
Yeah. It's great.
No, she's great. I love her.
Yeah. She's awesome.
But, she was great on One Day at a Time, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
A young Jeff Oskey spent some serious time with Valerie in his bedroom alone on his black and white TV, taking care of business. You're around my age. Were you a Van Halen person?
All hair bands, man. Yeah. And Beastie Boys. I liked the Beastie Boys a lot back then.
Oh, yeah.
It was all AC/DC, Poison, Obviously, Motley Crue, that was probably the biggest one. But Van Halen, Hoffa Teacher, yeah, all that.
Dude, all that. I had Leopard. That case, that tape case that had the baby with angel wings smoking a cigarette. Oh, my God. That was like the coolest album cover to me. Like, yeah. I just thought that was just, oh, these guys are revolutionary. Like, yeah. And then I think he found meth and wine and fell off.
I think you have to, though. This is part of the gig. Dude, it reminds me of Ted Nugent. Like, the fact that he never, like, took any drugs, never drank, none of that shit is, like, amazing. He's got to be the only rock star ever.
Gene Simmons doesn't
I don't believe he didn't do anything.
According to him and all his people.
You don't write a song about...
Yeah, we did it again. Whatever.
That's always a weird move when people take guardianship
of the person they're dating.
Yep.
My dad had to do that with my mom because she got pregnant while she was still in high school, but she was 19, so she had he had to sign her report cards. And I shit you not. This is a power like you don't want to hand to a husband. Like,
Jesus Christ.
If that's not a Shelbyville love story, I don't know what is. There I was, held back again. Wasn't sure if anything was ever going to come my way. And then here comes big old Todd McComas' dad, Toddy Sr.
Oh, my God.
She was 19 because they moved. So she was a year behind. She had a twin sister who couldn't read. So they would back then they would hold you back if with your twin they wouldn't separate you. So she's 19 as her senior year.
Hang on.
My dad comes back from Vietnam. He's 22. On.
She had a twin in a different grade?
No, they wouldn't let them leave grades. That's the point.
Oh, so she had a dumb sister.
Yeah, she had a sister with a reading disability. She had dyslexia, but nobody diagnosed it then. But that's the true thing with my dad. When they told me that, I lost my shit. I was like, I didn't know this until like I was a comedian. I'm like, you had to sign mom's report card? Like, what kind of power as a husband do you have when you could be like, how bad do you want to go on this field trip? You know?
Oh, my God. I would forge it. Nope.
Holy shit.
Todd. I would tell my teacher, my husband / parental guardian is being a misogynist dick. And they'd be like, well... What'd you do?
How bad do you want to go on this?
Austin, they were married. This isn't a pedophilia joke.
She was
19,
right?
She was 19. He was 22. He got back from Vietnam. People got married at 19 in the 1970s. Yes.
At that point, I mean,
how old was your mom when she got married?
My mom?
Yeah.
When she married my dad? I think she was like 30.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's why you're 22. The way you are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You mean a bit of a planner? Yeah.
That's why you have so many allergies.
I don't have any. I have one allergy.
I have many allergies. I bet your mom's a fine. How long did they stay married?
50 years.
Yeah. See, that's awesome. True love. Totally worked out.
She couldn't go to prom because she was pregnant with me. That's what she said.
Yeah. He still won't sign her diploma, though, so.
Well, he wouldn't sign my college application, so I never got to go.
Yeah, he wouldn't put in for my transcripts.
He wouldn't file for FAFSA.
How much money do your parents make?
Oh my God.
I bet parent-teacher conferences were weird as fuck.
You wait in the hallway. We'll call you in after I speak to your teacher.
Hey, can we wrap this up? She's got to make dinner.
Quick. Yeah, she's doing 3 weeks, so we can wrap this up. She's got dinner to make.
Shelbyville. So bizarre.
Oh my God.
I want to put it in a movie.
That's great. God.
It can happen today. You think about it.
Especially if you're Ted Nugent.
Right.
I don't think they hold you back out of sibling guilt, though, now. They're probably like, you shouldn't have to be held back if you can move forward.
I know. My mom was like, what the fuck? I can't go. I have straight A's. I can't advance. Nope.
That's, we don't separate the twins. Problem. They just wanted more money. And they're like, well, let's just keep them here another year.
Right.
So on a positive, like 60 years ago, these two twins who were orphans, they got separated. Like a lot of times in CPS, they'll separate families because if you got like six kids and you're a piece of shit parent, guess what? Those six kids are going to get separated because not one person's going to take on your six fucking kids.
Right.
Like, aww, three families are going to take on two of your kids each. So quit fucking having babies. But so like 60 years ago, these two twins, last time they saw each other, when they were driving opposite ways from the fucking orphanage, never just found each other again 60 years later through like 23andMe or, you know, that shit. Met up, they're both decked out in Bills gear. They're both huge Bills fans. Met back up 60 some years later.
Terrible people is what you're saying. Both decked out in Bills gear.
Yeah, who's a Bills fan?
Now hang on, are they from Buffalo?
You separated two people and they still 60 years, like two different lives, and they still both turned out to be fucking idiots. How awesome is that? That they both turned out to be Bills fans.
Are they from Buffalo?
I have no. I don't read the stories. I just fucking, I heard it on the news.
Picture.
That's incredible, though. Like, and literally, that's like if any NFL team probably has the smallest fan base. I guess, and they both are fans of the Bills. Wow.
But yeah, I thought that was awesome that they found each other, you know, even, you know, 60 years later, they still wanted to find each other and found each other and got to catch up. And
I bet that's happening a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, maybe not identical twins or whatever, but definitely siblings, right? They get separated and they're finding each other all the time now through that.
People are also finding out their parents aren't their real parents and that they're actually... my dad's uncle, Rob.
Oh, awkward.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And the wife's like, ooh, or the mom, like, yeah.
I'm busted.
Sorry.
Well, and like when I was growing up, we knew a couple people who's like the teenage daughter went away and then the mom had a new baby all of a sudden, you know, kind of thing where the parent, you know, it was her sister or new baby brother, but it was actually her kid, but the parents were raising it as the mom just all of a sudden had a baby without carrying one for 9 months. So I wonder how much that didn't happen.
A lot of murders getting solved too with 23andMe, the whole database.
That's why I refuse to give a sample. I am not getting pinned for some murder.
Right?
Man.
It'd be so
easy.
Dude,
you never know where your DNA fucking ends up. Like, I'm not chancing it.
I don't want to hear that they're not going to sell it to an insurance company or something so I can get, you know, automatically pre-denied on a bunch of stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Like you're genetically predisposed to certain diseases and stuff. You know, though, if they are paying enough money,
they're gonna come and get it.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of these guys that are getting caught up for murder, like it comes back the first time, and I think by the second stage, like if you have a brother, they're like it's one of these two people, they're brothers. So now, like the brothers are getting swept up and grabbed up for like a murder three and had no idea that their other brother is the murderer. So you're getting grabbed up for murder like 30 years after this murder. You're like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
Dude, I was watching one just the other day and it was like a cold case and, you know, it had been like 20 years and all of a sudden a new detective who picked it up is like, I decided to run the DNA through, you know, 23andMe or whatever the fuck it was. And he's like, We immediately had it down to three people, and two of them were dead. So we know who, like wow. This case hadn't been solved in like 20 years, and he solved it in like 15 minutes. Was like, yeah. Oh, I just gotta go pick the guy up. Like, I'm like, that's Jesus crazy. Christ, how are we not doing this with all the cold cases?
I know, right?
Have you spent any more time with your Tiger King friends?
I have. Yes, we went to. Did I not talk about the commercial we did last week? At all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tim Stark's still on the lam. He's still got warrants out for him. They added a couple more warrants, I guess. None of them are, like, serious, but.
And he took off?
Yeah, he's still on the lam. He just did a Facebook Live, like, in the middle of a, like, cornfield in a truck at night, you know?
That's
like,
not going to help.
I know.
Oh, he's in like, that cornfield about 3.67 miles from here.
Right.
Stop checking in.
Then I got a weird notification right before, like a half hour before we started recording this. And I get on Facebook and I see that on the Joseph A. Passage hyphen Maldonado page, which is Joe Exotic's Facebook page, 2 days ago, they went live with my documentary with Tim. So everybody, there's like 400 comments, and everybody in the comments thinks that it happened live 2 days ago while he was on the lam. And they're like, oh man, that dude's so ballsy. Like, he's on the lam. He shot a whole documentary, you know, he's in this interview. Like,
he brought his owl with him. Yeah.
Again, I respect the owl. Miss it.
Right. But yeah, we got shows coming up in November, November 13th in Cedar Rapids, our first show, first trial run of Uncaged, the Untold Stories from the cast of Tiger King. So we'll see how it goes. I'm pretty excited about it, but I'm more excited to see what happens with Joe, if he gets out from this pardon or not.
Wait,
do you think
what?
People, you know, they applied for a presidential pardon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
You know, if anyone's going to do it.
Yeah, I know.
It's 2020. Fucking anything's possible, baby.
I know, right? And just for the murder charge, not the Tiger charges, I guess. But
oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is Trump, hypothetically, whatever happens in November, can he pass a presidential pardon before that? Like, last thing I'm going to do is release Joe Exotic.
I think you can, right? Didn't a president do that once?
There's like a bunch of dudes who have, like, they've issued pardons like that morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before they left.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure every president does that.
I think when they do
on their last day in office, they pardon a shit ton of their friends that helped them get elected and let them all the fuck out of jail. Like every president, like Obama, all of them. Like they all do this.
They do pardon people, right? They have a list. Yeah. They're like, oh, these five people get pardoned.
It's like their last thing they do. Look it up, Austin. Make sure I'm not full of shit.
Maybe that explains the timing of when they filed it then, you know? Because it was just like last week or something.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure like it's one of the last things a president does is pardon all his fucking friends.
That's interesting.
Holy shit.
I think you're right.
Dude, the numbers are insane. Obama apparently pardoned, basically you pardon or get rid of sentences, fines, or restitutions. He did over 1,900 people.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it takes a lot of people to get you elected.
Like, yeah.
You gotta fucking have a lot of people do some seedy shit to but get also, into office.
Also,
George W.
he
only did 200.
Well, Obama was right in the sweet spot of people were still in those Reagan year sentences for drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Like where they were doing life sentences basically for dealing drugs. Yeah. So he got a bunch of those out, which was good.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting if Joe Exotic gets pardoned.
So do we have an update about the bones that they thought they might have found?
No, I can't find anything more on it.
With Carol Baskin.
The last thing I saw was that they were like, well, it's going to be hard to get because there's a lot of gators in there. Or crocodiles, one of the two. Which one of the fast ones? Crocodiles are fast, alligators are slow.
Right? All I know is running a zigzag away from an alligator.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Like, if an alligator's chasing you.
That's a bear.
Don't lay down. By the way, I'm reptiles.
Not, yeah. Black attack, brown lay down.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought with an alligator, you're supposed to jump in the water and splash around as much as possible to scare them off.
Now, see, I heard you're supposed to sort of play like a xylophone and then run across a bunch of their backs. Maybe if you could ride one like a surfboard.
That's what they did, Little Mermaid. Everything right. turned out fine.
Oh, hopefully it works out for her.
Last week in the news, a alligator bit off the foot of a guy wearing Crocs. Which
are you serious? Was,
yeah.
Funny.
Oh, that's like, irony and it's
not even making
form.
It up. That's a true story.
That is pretty funny.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. It's like, really? You're going to wear Crocs around me? I'm a fucking alligator, you dick. You don't bring Croc into my territory.
All right. Well, this has been a fun one. We'll see if we get in trouble for
it's all alleged. All alleged.
It's fine. It's all fun. It's just podcast fun. keep up the rating and reviewing. You guys are doing great with that, and keep spreading the word if you would, please. Big thanks to Jeff for cutting the clips that you see. It's saving my butt. I'm
oh,
so
which,
far
by
behind.
The way, apparently a month ago during one of our podcasts, Austin, I continued to call you Matt, which you'll notice in one of the most recent clips. You'll hear me go, see, Matt, what I'm telling you, Matt, is, and I have no idea why the fuck I'm calling you Matt. But,
are you telling a story, though?
Yeah, but I still don't know. I was calling someone Matt, and I don't know who the hilarious. Hell I was talking to, so I apologize.
Just one of Jeff's senior moments.
Dude, yeah, exactly.
Anybody got anything coming up?
I just this plugged Thursday, my we're doing a live evening with the authors.
Nice.
10-8.
So that's going to
be
tomorrow.
Doing Dracula or the ghost of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, so I'm not sure.
So
which one to do? One of them feels much safer than the other. We'll see which one I do.
Is there any chance we could get an Austin Reel to do that next week for us? To maybe do a little.
Do it here on the podcast.
Yeah. Give us a little Ruth Bader.
I could. Well, yeah. I just don't know how our listeners feel about her. I don't know. That's a hard read.
Will it be videoed? Maybe we can put it out.
Yeah, I bet we can get a video of it.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you're around the Indianapolis area, go see that tomorrow night. Or if you listen to this on Thursday, it's later tonight. Always a great show. And the White Rabbit is my favorite venue of all the venues that do live entertainment in Indianapolis. So please support them. All right. Other than that, guys, we'll see you next week. We are out.